Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's a perfect song for today.
Not the Hulkster.
Yeah, the Hulkster. Original Hulkster. This is... The Tush Push is American. Football is American. And we need to run it as much as possible in 2025. 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on the show today. We're going to name the friends and enemies of the Tush Push, the official lists, and rank the official enemies. And there's a lot out there of the Tush Push. We'll do that coming up. We got some other NFL Eagles news yesterday that really is quite interesting. Ty Robinson, Eagles rookie defensive tackle out of Nebraska, set to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And we got a debate day. Today, Spike Eskin and I will debate the merits of re-signing Kyle Schwarber now or waiting until after the season. Phillies win again last night. Homers out of Harper, who is on fire. Has John Clark apologized yet to Bryce Harper?
Nah.
For that tweet about a week ago?
John Clark has not even acknowledged my tweet.
He said the shaved head didn't work, and all this guy said it was raked since he buzzed his hair. All right, we'll get to some more Phillies as well. Andrew Painter pitched last night. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles lean more into the Tush Push? More reaction from yesterday. Lewis Riddick thinks this one was a huge win for Philadelphia. Let's hear Lewis.
I think here, you know, for Philadelphia, hey, look, this is it's a huge win for them. Other teams need to look at exactly, you know, what kind of countermeasures can they put into place in order to slow it down, which quite honestly, I don't really think you can. Their offensive line is just too good. Jalen Hurts is just too strong. And whether or not, unless you have about three or four Vita Veas from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're cooked. You're cooked when they decide to do this. It's just over. It's a wrap.
Well, that's true. I mean, no team other than the Jaguars last year seemed to be able to stop this at all.
It's personnel.
It's personnel.
Joe, when I think about the Tush Push and I think about that game in particular, they did a good job because up front they could match up with the size of the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of teams, when you think about it, especially in this day and age, it's a passing league. A lot of teams go with the smaller, faster defensive line. Look at the ones that was drafted. What's the Pierce Jr., the defensive line?
Oh, he's thin,
They're thin guys. So they played a run well enough to be on the field. But when you line bigger guys up and you play that leverage game, that's where the Eagles have an advantage. And what happened yesterday, Kelce sat there, and I think the league got what they wanted. They sat there. And I'm assuming that they explain exactly what happened, what goes on.
They gave
them the mechanics.
Yep.
So, and I guarantee you, there were some people there, because you know, you on your phone now, you could just hit record. Pretty sure some people were recording, trying to figure out how to implement the Tush Push into their team.
Well, that's interesting, right? Because now that this is, again, obviously legal for 2025, will we see more teams try to copy the Eagles and do it? Ross Tucker had an interesting take on, I mean, logically, and Kyle said earlier, maybe other teams will do it, but I like what Ross said because there's a sense of you're a hypocrite if you do it, if you voted against it. Here's Ross.
Two thoughts on the Tush Push. Number one, every other team, it's now on you. Either get the personnel to run the play yourself or develop the skill and acumen to run the play as successfully as the Eagles have. There's nothing preventing anyone from running it exactly the same way as the Eagles, other than you need to coach it better or you need to get more talented guys. Secondly, I guess 22 teams can't use it anymore, right? I mean, 22 teams can't run it because they voted to ban it for player safety. I guess from a player safety perspective, they can't run it, right? They don't want their players to get hurt. They're very concerned about the safety of the play. So I would assume those 22 teams that voted against it will not use the tush push in any way, shape, or form.
Hugh, that's what I'm fascinated by, because it's legal. Anyone could do it. You're saying it. Kyle's saying it like that. I mean, maybe they were recording the technique. Maybe they're just going to run it now. But there is a sense of, are you serious? Are you a hypocrite? Like, if I see the Bills run it next year, I'm looking at McDermott and saying, dude, you're the biggest hypocrite out
gonna
there.
They're going to run it. People are going to say what they want to say. They're going to run it because it's a copycat league. Number one, remember that. And as much ire and as much as we want to be like, you know, hey, this is – you guys tried to say you didn't like it, yada, yada, yada. Yep. It's an effective play.
It is. But all right, let's just use McDermott, because he's the one that said safety.
Oh, yeah, and he used it, yeah.
Right, but, like, if I'm his player this year, after he went on and looks ridiculous now, if they line up for it in the first week of the season, I'm looking at him sideways. Like, you said out loud you think it's an injury risk, and you're putting us out there to do it.
You know what he's going to say? I was wrong. Mm. I apologize to his teammates. And then they're going to go out there and try to run it effectively.
Yeah. Sean makes a habit of having to apologize for things
but
he says.
This is an effective play. There's nobody that has ever doubted that. The fact that they tried to use it and couldn't do it effectively tells you everything that you need to know. This is a copycat league. I've said that. I remember my first year in the league. I keep going back to it. The counter trap option, the CTO, saw it every week because I couldn't stop it. Mm. Saw it every week until Mo Lewis got mad and was like, dog, just stop it one time. That's all you have to do. Stop it once, and you will never see it again. Got lucky and stopped it one time, never saw it again. And that's the NFL in a nutshell. Every week you'll see plays that the Eagles will get burned on, and the next team is going to run those exact same plays. I don't care what their offense is. I don't care what their offensive philosophy is. If there's a play that they could gas you on, you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why every defensive coordinator out there says, hey, you, before the season starts, you look at the plays that you got beat on and you correct those mistakes, because you don't want the team, you don't want to get beat on them again. That's the NFL. The only thing with this is teams try to emulate it, and they did not have the same success that the Eagles had. Bottom line, so now you're mad, because just like when they line up in goal line, and teams would line up in goal line or elephant or whatever you want to call it to run the ball against smaller teams, that's an advantage because your team is smaller. The Eagles just found an advantage that nobody could counter.
So what was the play name? Counter trap option?
The CTO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled up a video, 1995 Dolphins Jets. I'm just watching to see if you're getting beat up here.
Oh, yeah, getting beat up. Like, I'm telling you, because the guard pulls, like, yeah, the tackle blocks down, and my instincts were to go up the field. And when I go up the field, I would create a natural hole.
Yeah.
And the guard would just come kick me out. Then the other guy, the back would just lead up. That's when they used to have fullbacks. He would just lead up on the linebacker, and there it is, off to the races.
I love it. 215-592-9494-94. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Man, whoop-a-man is the meat and potatoes of football.
That's right.
So you basically have to stop it. Now, Joe, here's the thing. The NFL has given you a rope. Don't try to be a cowboy with this rope.
Yeah, but I want to rub it in, Jeff. I want Goodell squirming week one.
I know that, but look, why? See, here's the thing: if the Eagles try to do it too much, and look, they've given us another year of this because it's going to be brought up for vote again. You can guarantee that. I just say continue to do what you're doing. Your success can't change. Why change the frequency of it? Yeah, there's been times where they've run it on like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, which gives them a whole nother chance to get that extra yard if they didn't get the full 3 yards in the first, you know, on 3rd down. And that has happened, but I can't see just, you know, trying to rub it in. I mean, that's going to push them to really try to ban it the next time. Because not everybody, look, the teams that can't do it now aren't going to be able to do it this year.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I mean, they haven't figured it out.
Well, you're probably right about that. They don't have the personnel. They don't have the teaching of Jeff Stalin. It's interesting your perspective, yeah. Jeff, because I think there's probably different feelings out there. Some people might be like you and say, all right, we'll see what happens next year. My gut tells me we're going to lose this soon. Like, it's probably gone next year. They moved up to 22 votes against us. I know. So
yeah.
I guess for me, it's like I think it's gone anyway in a year. So I want to go out with a bang. Like, if they're letting us do it. Let me give you an example. Back in 2003, baseball players kind of knew they were about to put testing in. If I was on steroids in 2003, and I knew they were probably going to start testing in 2004, I'm still taking my steroids in 2003. I got a year before they test me.
You're going to double down?
Yeah, I'm not stopping now. Like, I got a full year where I could double down. Jeff, good phone call. We appreciate it. Hugh, that's going to be an interesting element to this. Is this going to change a year from now, or is it like, hey, they tried and now it's over? Because Elliot had the conversation yesterday with us that it's double jeopardy. They can't do this again.
Well, I feel it's a little bit like that, but I also feel like, in a sense, that other teams felt like they got the keys to the kingdom. Because from what I understand, Jason came in and explained in detail
the technique,
technique and the tush push. And I'm telling you, I feel like people were taking notes. I feel like people were had their phones on record so that they could go back and listen to what was being said about the tush push. I really do.
What do we think if other teams are using it? Do we mind that?
No, we're going to mind it, but it's like, here's the thing.
I don't think other teams could do it as well as the Eagles.
They can't, but they're going to try.
Sure.
And they're still going to try. But here's the thing. This is when we need our dogged reporters to hold people's feet to the fire. And when I'm talking about all over the league, because there are going to be teams like the Bills are going to run it. I guarantee you the Bills are going to run it again. And you need to ask Sean McDermott, okay, you were vehemently against it last year, so why are you running it this year?
Grill him. McDermott grill.
It probably won't be like that, but that it would be nice to see.
Yeah.
It would be real nice to see.
No, it benefits the Eagles if more teams start to run it, because that lessens their stature in another meeting next year.
See, this is what this is, Kyle. They want a level playing field. And for whatever reason, they feel like it's not level. Again, Ray Diddy said something to me that really, really resonated. They tried to litigate this in a courtroom instead of on the football field. That's the only reason it's still here. And when you look at it, as long as you have those coaches that feel the nostalgia of old school football, it'll be okay. It'll be okay, because there's some cats in there. Be like, hey, man, it's a man whoop a man. When you at the end of the day, you could draw up all these innovative designs about to run the offense and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, the game is won and lost in the trenches. And if it's a man whoop a man down there, you can have all the skilled players on the fringes that you want. Mm. But it's about them big uglies in the middle that make it happen.
Well, and what they tried to do with that in the boardroom, it's It's unprecedented. Yeah. Football players are not banned because they don't look right or they're not liked by the commissioner. Yeah. That's baloney. That's
you
not
stop them.
You stop them. And there's innovation, and there's the battle between the smarts of the coaches, the greatness of the players, and the skill of doing it on the field, of applying what they're taught. Like, that's football. That's the essence of the game and why we love it so much. This was ridiculous. And again, they've changed things. They've changed many things in the last 25 years in football. But those things had legitimate injury data, right? They tried to get...
The kickoff.
The hits on the quarterback, right? They needed to clean up concussions because it was about to ruin the game, and obviously their pockets were getting lighter from all the lawsuits. I understand that. This had none of that. This was just pettiness. So now I want to be petty and hammer it. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia!
What's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
I don't know about you, Hugh, but I am ready to run through a brick wall this morning. Are you kidding me?
That was pretty exciting,
the man.
The myth. Yes. You got it.
The
my
man,
floor
the
floor myth, is
the
yours.
Legend, Jeffrey Lurie, and his gigantic Huevos Rancheros went into the lair of the beast and didn't go in like a politician, but went in like a Green Beret with his flamethrower, didn't talk for 15 minutes, not 30 minutes, blamed the beast for an hour with his minions, and all I got to say is you 22 teams that voted against that tush push.
Oh,
you're going to have to stand there and take it like a man, because the Philadelphia Eagles are going to jam it down your throats in 2026. Let's go E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Oh, love it, Aaron. Appreciate it. So they... So Lori long talked yesterday. I guess long talking could be good.
It is. Huevos Rancheros is rancher's eggs.
Rancher's eggs.
Yeah, so he went in there with his rancher's eggs.
You never
eggs.
Had Huevos Rancheros? Like
no.
The breakfast?
No.
It's good.
Fried eggs and corn. What is it? Fried eggs and corn. Looks tasty. It looks, I'm just saying, it looks tasty. No, listen, he said Huevos Rancheros. I wanted to know what it meant. It meant farmer's eggs, rancher's eggs.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I caught it.
Okay.
I just wanted to say. Yeah.
Just looking things up here.
Yeah. No, just looking things
you
up.
You know, we have breaks in the show.
My bad. Okay. You know my mind work, man. I'm just like, you know, and it's like, oh, that's fascinating. What was that?
But Hugh did say I'm going to look it up and then went literally to look it up in the minute. I'm doing this right now. All right, 215-592-949 for this hour on 94WIP's fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance in your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, speaking of Sunoco, we have ourselves here today a $100 gift card to Sunoco. You get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 Octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. $100 gift card on the line today. Let's play one of our favorite games called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh?
One of our favorite clues.
He's got a brand new clue.
That's your fault.
It begins with the tramp stand. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Hey, this is everybody's favorite game. Is everybody's favorite game?
It used to be. Yeah.
It is. It's everybody's favorite
game. Well, I don't know. Your clues have really...
My clues are phenomenal. Mm. This was, like, this first clue that I'm about to give out, it's a really, really good one.
Okay.
You just got to think a little bit, people. I'm setting up because I'm trying to help y'all out.
Here we go again.
I did all right yesterday.
You're making the audience feel like it's their fault.
It is their fault.
Well, it's not.
It is their fault.
You're the teacher.
This is an item that everybody should have, but I don't. I don't have one of these.
So this is just more about you being different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And That's a really good clue.
Okay. All
that's
right. So,
in my opinion,
an item that everyone should have and you don't.
Yes.
Clue number one for you today for Hugh's Clues. All right. 215-592-9494. Seth is in South Philly on WIP. Hey, Seth.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, Hugh, I think you were spot on, bro. I think this whole tush push thing was about learning the mechanics of how the play works. And I think the only way to get Jeff to show his hand was to bring him into this situation, bring him into court, get Jason Kelce up there, talk about how. So now we know other teams know the personnel. They know now the oh, you guys aren't trying to push down. You're trying to push up. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, so you think this was like a long con to get the Eagles to give away their secrets?
Just to get the magician to show his tricks. And now I think you won't see it as much from us, but you will see it more from others.
Well, my fault. You got it, Seth. Go, you're cooking. Go for it.
Because you'll see it more from others. You'll see it less from us. But the injuries from others is going to be the tipping point to where as though it ultimately gets banned.
Well, so I do think, Seth, an injury either here or if another team does it is what could tip the scales. I mean, because that's the one thing that they kept harping on, injury risk, injury risk, injury risk, even though there's no data on that. If someone happens to get hurt on one of these plays, even if it's not really just because of the technique, it just happens, right? It's football. Then we're going to be in some trouble because that's probably going to sway the last few voters to go all the other way.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as the pettiness is concerned, mm-hmm. I think the true pettiness would be to not run the play. That's petty.
I like the petty more, Goodell.
That doesn't feel as petty to me.
No, petty to me is making Goodell squirm as we're tush-pushing down the field, Seth, in week one.
Because the play itself is situational. So you can't plan.
This
for
is
it,
true.
Well, right? Yeah, right. You're not going to run on first and 10. I'm not that ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think the pettiness comes more in, we're not even going to be in those situations. We're going to be so good. We're not even going to be in these fourth down situations. We're converting on third downs way more this year than previous years. And that's, I think that's more petty. Okay. You think our offense can't operate because like Jeff said, like it's a win-win for us, whether you ban it this year, whether you ban it next year, 5 years, 10 years from now, it doesn't matter. We are just a better offense than you, a better team than you. We come up. The tush push was a glitch in the matrix, and we took advantage of it.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? It is true. It's a powerful line by him. Like, I win either way. Like, I walk out of here with a play that my franchise created that no one could stop, and you guys had to ban it, or I get to keep it. Like, it really was a powerful line by Jeff Lurie. I did like that. Seth, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues, something everyone should have, and Hugh Douglas does not have it.
Oh. Oh, that's a good clue, but it's still pretty out there. I would say a social media account.
He definitely has one of those or a few of those.
Unfortunately.
Seth, we appreciate it. Yeah. We got Twitter.
Had Twitter beef in a while.
It's probably best for everyone.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you did call out John Clark though.
You tried to engage in Twitter beef, and he ignored me.
He high-roaded you.
But
I think he's ignoring everyone right now because he should apologize to Bryce.
Yeah, I will say this: I got his number. I'll text him if I want to take it to the next level.
That'd be strong.
Does this count as an apology? I did see John put up a tweet basically saying like he's hit really well since he busted his head.
That's the same as Hugh saying when we do the defense luxury thing. He's like, no, they're playing well.
Okay.
It's this. It's a deflection.
Oh, I get you. Mm-hmm. All right, because
doing everything but apologizing and admitting you were wrong.
It seemed like he was trying to get away from the original tweet. Was that Bryce? The haircut fails.
It's a page out of the Hugh Douglas playbook,
and we know those don't work. Mm-mm. But are enough people keeping John accountable? Like we're here every day to keep Hugh accountable.
But Hugh is trying to keep John accountable, which I appreciate.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's good. You finally learned accountability. It's about time.
A little bit.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Spike is in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Oh my God. I haven't talked to you guys in a long, long time.
It has been a while. How you been?
Okay, so listen. Here, I got the first tush-push cheer. P-U-S-H. P-U-S-H. Tush-push!
I like it. We got to chant it. I love this.
Anyway, I'm so excited that they got to keep the tush-push. I don't think we should abuse it too and just piss people off and then make us more of a target on our back.
Wait a minute, that was Joe.
That's right, Hugh. Why don't you relax over there?
I don't like to be one of them annoying people. And the other thing is, I'm going to guess that Hugh doesn't have a phone charger.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good guess.
That would be one that'd be difficult to not have. Spike, that's not it. Appreciate it. Good call.
This is the weekend to try to get that gas card too, though. people that are traveling going
around.
That's
right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good weekend to get it.
It's a good weekend to try to win Hughes Clues. 215-592-9494. How about that? Spike came right after you saying don't lean into it.
But that was you.
I know. I'm the one that wants to lean into it. I want more tush pushes. I want to. Here's what I want. I decided exactly how I want to do it because someone called in and said, it's situational. And that's true, right? They're not running it on first and 10 and going to second and 9. That'd be silly.
True.
But here's what we could do. Let's say the first drive of the season, Jalen throws a 15-yard pass to the 5-yard line to AJ. Out of bounds, first and goal from the 5.
Well, you running it to the 5. Yeah, you running the 5 yards.
We got four down. We got 4 downs from the 5-yard line. I'm bulldozing my way in from the 5, and I want the camera on Goodell.
I don't have a problem with that.
Let's do it. See, that's petty, because usually we do it from like the 1, the 1.5, the 2 maybe.
But see, here's the thing. The thing about being petty from Mr. Petty himself is that you don't want it to be as obvious.
No, I do.
We know you do, but I'm trying to give you the petty etiquette.
I get it. No, there's no etiquette this year.
You don't want it to be as obvious.
Petiquette?
There you go. Look at Kyle. It's petiquette. You don't want to be that obvious. Now, I would probably line up in a goal line formation and run the ball a couple times to get a little bit closer, maybe 2 yards.
That's not petty enough.
Yeah, no, but here's the kicker. Then when it's like, what is that?
Third
and 3.
That's math, yep.
Oh, yeah. You saw me doing the math, man. 3rd and 3. Yeah. You do the tush push. Mm. You do it then.
That's fun, but it's not as fun as from the 5-yard line. All right.
I know. But the thing about this is every time it's ran now, everybody's the stadium is going to be bananas when they're at home.
They're going to be chanting for it.
Whenever they come home.
215-592-9494. I want pettiness next season. Lean into this tush-push thing now that it's back. Plus, I want to get something else that was reported from the meeting. What another owner said that could signal next season isn't the final season of the tush-push. We'll talk about that as well. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again. The time to take a break from talking about bacon to share my grilling wisdom. Especially this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, everybody. It's officially grilling season. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They can change the game for your cookout, people. They got Tuscan herb. They got honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic, so many different flavors to choose from. So head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.